The moment usually comes about 30 seconds after I've been introduced to somebody. They take in my face, my clerical collar and episcopal cross, and then their eyes drop down and linger, just slightly too long to be natural, on my feet. Then I remember. I remember that in most of the circles in which I move, sandals with no socks is not conventional dress. It's an important moment of recollection, because it reminds me of why I sport such unusual footwear. I go, lightly shod, in order to tread lightly upon the earth. St. Francis of Assisi has a lot to answer for in this matter. I discovered him first at university, and from then on he and the religious communities he founded seemed to be everywhere my journey took me. Francis trod lightly on the earth. Famously, he would pick up worms that had strayed onto footpaths, setting them down somewhere they would be less likely to be harmed. Grounded in his powerful attachment to the suffering Jesus on the cross, he was no sentimentalist, but he saw in every aspect of creation, even those creatures and objects feared or despised, something of the glory of the Creator. The whole created universe is God's handiwork, and you and I are inheritors of the responsibility as stewards of creation that was given to humanity in the very first chapter of Genesis. That responsibility is set out forcefully and succinctly in the last of the five marks of mission, the Worldwide Anglican Communion, to strive to safeguard the integrity of creation and sustain and renew the life of the earth. It's a responsibility that was brought home vividly to me at the 2008 Lambeth Conference of Anglican Bishops, when I found myself in conversation with a colleague whose entire diocese is likely to disappear beneath rising sea levels within a lifetime. For that bishop, as for the vast consensus of the worldwide scientific community, the question is no longer whether humanity is changing the climate. It's a matter of how severe is our impact and what we can do to reduce it to sustainable levels. More acutely, can we sustain creation without condemning the world's developing nations to permanent poverty? There is, within mainstream Christianity, widespread acceptance of the force and importance of that fifth mark of mission. We need, in the words of a Church of England report, to shrink the footprint.